chief spokesman for medical doctors believes the UK strain of COVID-19 is now dominant in the country. Barbados records another COVID-19 death, and the National Insurance Scheme reports that it has paid out more than $150 million in unemployment benefits since the start of the pandemic in Barbados. Good morning, I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead. The president of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners is convinced that the UK strain of the COVID-19 virus is now the more dominant of the viruses in the country. Dr. Linda Williams explained her reasoning in an exclusive interview with Starcom Network about the increase in family clusters being reported.
What is making it more obvious to us that the UK variant is probably becoming the more dominant variant here is because what we call the attack rate, the number of people being infected by a single person, is much higher. That percentage is much higher. So sometimes where you have one infected person in a household, within a week, within 10 days, you have 100% of the people in the household being infected. So regardless of their age, their immune status, regardless of whether or not they have underlying diseases, COVID doesn't attack you based on your underlying diseases. It's just more severe if you have non-communicable diseases. And so that attack rate is now proving to be greater than what was seen previously with the original variant. So this is evidence that a new variant is here and is becoming predominant.
Dr. Williams fears this could increase the COVID-19 death rate.
It's not that the UK variant is more deadly, but obviously if you can spread it to more people, then more vulnerable people are going to get it, and then that increases the number of deaths that you see. And we said that from back in January. That was what was going to be explaining the increased death rate, the greater transmissibility of the virus.
That's President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. Barbadians are waking up to the news of another COVID-19 death. This time, it's an 82-year-old man who passed away yesterday at the Harrison Point Insulation Facility after being a patient there for 5 days. His death brings to 37 the number of people to die from the virus so far in the country. Meantime, the Best Los Santos Public Health Lab reports that 23 new cases were identified yesterday from among the 742 tests. Authorities also say that the number of active cases remain at 520, while 54 people have recovered and were released from isolation. To date, a total of 43,235 people have received the vaccine. The National Insurance Scheme has paid more than $155 million in unemployment benefits since the start of the COVID pandemic in Barbados. Chairman of the board, Leslie Haynes, QC, in disclosing the figures during last evening's COVID-19 press conference, said approximately 34,000 individuals received payments. He said the large number of claims did result in delays in payments.
There's always been an issue of the speed at which claims are settled. At the peak of the crisis between March and July, June last year, we managed to put our heads together and come up with what we call an advanced payment solution. You are entitled to 2 weeks unemployment benefit, but we will give you four so you don't have to come back so quickly. And I think today, so far, we are about $9 million out having advanced those payments, but we are certain that in due course, that sum will be repaid.
Mr. Haynes also revealed plans to transition the NIS to a statutory entity.
The National Insurance Board is the only board of a department of central government. You have a board sets policy, yet the National Insurance staff report directly to the Ministry of Finance. COVID has made us realize that in order to improve efficiencies at the National Insurance, the board decided or resolved that we should transition to a statutory body. The board paper was sent to the Ministry of Finance within the last week.
And that's Chairman of the NIS Board, Queen's Counsel, Leslie Haynes. Meantime, Minister of Labour Colin Jordan agrees that while businesses are not required by law to pay staff who are in quarantine, employers should be reasonable and not allow their workers to suffer.
We try to use moral suasion. We try to encourage. But I'm saying the bottom line is that we cannot force a person who is not obligated to pay when no work is done. There is no legal authority to force that person to pay, that employer to pay. So we have to be clear on that. But at the same time, we encourage employers, just like government approaches it, fairness, reasonableness, help as much as you can, be your brother's and your sister's keeper.
It's Minister of Labour Colin Jordan. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla DePisa, has said no to any proposal that she step aside as leader of the party. Ms. DePisa was speaking in an interview with Starcom Network News this morning about suggestions that she give up the reins of the party. The most recent voice was that of former party member Hamilton Lashley, quoted in another section of the media. On the query about the recent resignations from the executive of the DLP, Ms. DePisa noted that whenever changes are made, such calls will take place. She added that when former Prime Minister Owen Arthur, Lynette Eastman, Maria Eargard, and others left the Barbados Labour Party, there was no suggestion that Mia Motley, who was then opposition leader, resign. Instead, she said the BLP rebounded almost immediately. As hops for this year's crop over season continue to fade, the local alcohol beverage industry may be in for another difficult year. The view of Chief Executive Officer of the West Indies Rum and Spirits Association, Vaughn Rennick, who says they were optimistic about 2021 when COVID cases started to decline at the end of last year. But he says the sector has received a huge blow given the absence of the hospitality sector and international exports still under lockdown.
The fact is, not only in the Caribbean and in Barbados, but all over the world, a lot of consumption of alcoholic beverages takes place outdoors, with friends in a social setting. So you hear a lot of anecdotal stuff about consumption, people drinking a lot in 2020. In fact, people drank much less, and they also drank more safely. In 2021, we're gonna see that trend continuing. So the absence of parties and promotions and carnivals and so on, it is going to continue to be a difficult environment.
Mr. Rennick says the sector is optimistic that with the rolling out of the vaccine campaign, things will gradually return to normal.
Once a sufficient amount of people take the vaccine and are protected, tourism will resume. People will come back to our countries, to the Caribbean, to Barbados. The overseas markets, especially the European Union, which is right now many countries in lockdown, their economies will also open up and exports will again thrive. So I think, you know, we'd expected a fairly healthy 2021. It's now a little more difficult to predict how it's going to look. But I think with early action on the vaccine, the last month or so has given the industry renewed hope.
And that's Chief Executive Officer of the West Indies Rum and Spirits Association, Vaughn Rennick. Over in Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley says the reopening of borders is dependent on the population and those in key source markets being sufficiently inoculated. He says this will allow for free movement and a decrease in COVID-19 cases.
So if you look at those three areas, Canada, the United States, and the UK, and of course our Caribbean neighbors, once we are sufficiently inoculated by the vaccines that are becoming more and more available, then borders would necessarily be open, and we hope very quickly people will begin to interact in the way that we used to before. We in Trinidad and Tobago have been fortunate to have kept our infection levels low. Our health system is not overrun. We have suffered severely at the economic level, but at least most people are healthy and alive. The last thing that we want to do here is to run ahead of ourselves, open the borders, get reinfected, and having to start over the process.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. A recap of the headlines. The chief spokesman for medical doctors in Barbados believes the UK strain of the COVID-19 virus is now dominant in the country. Barbados records another COVID-19 death, and the NAS pays out more than $150 million in unemployment benefits since the start of the pandemic in Barbados. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.